From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington. Major developments in the U.S. presidential contest. It was a big day in the race for the White House, with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump winning in South Carolina and Democrat Hillary Clinton coming out on top in Nevada. Here is VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The Clinton victory in Nevada is very important for her campaign. Bernie Sanders was closing in. They were able to stop his momentum. And so now she sets up for a strong performance in South Carolina in a week's time. The Republican side, Trump a clear winner in South Carolina. That's a big step toward the Republican nomination. But a very tight battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for second in South Carolina. But both of them look as though they will go on in the race.
For Republican candidate Jeb Bush, the race is over. He suspended his campaign after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom got less than 8% of votes, have indicated their campaigns will continue. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. American and Russian diplomats will now need to convince their allies in the country to sign on to the deal. Moscow backs forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a longtime U.S. foe, with military support. Speaking from Jordan, Kerry said fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours. A more reserved statement from the Russian foreign ministry indicated Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by phone with Mr. Kerry to discuss what he called the modalities for the cessation of hostilities in Syria. This is VOA News. At least five people have been killed in a powerful cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday. Authorities have begun deploying storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from Cyclone Winston, a Category 5 storm with winds reaching 300 kilometers an hour and higher gusts, making it the strongest tropical cyclone to make landfall in Fiji. Initial reports say hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Power lines are down and streets flooded across the archipelago. The government has imposed a nationwide curfew and declared a month-long state of natural disaster. Scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centers set up across Fiji. Many domestic and international flights in and out of Fiji have been canceled. The UN Children's Fund calls the daily suffering endured by more than 500,000 Ukrainian children victimized by 2 years of conflict intolerable. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund considers the many children affected by the conflict in eastern Ukraine as much more than just collateral damage. It says the deprivation and trauma experienced by those who are most affected, some 580,000 children living near the front line, will have lifelong damaging consequences. UNICEF representative in Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, says these children are being deprived of their basic rights, including education, housing, and the right to play. She says about 215,000 of the 1.6 million people displaced by the conflict cannot return to the homes they were forced to flee. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mourners attended a Roman Catholic funeral mass Saturday for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, lauded as a giant of the law and the most influential justice of his era. One of the late justice's nine children, Paul Scalia, a Roman Catholic priest, delivered a homily to the congregation during the service.
We have been thrilled to read and hear the many words of praise and admiration for him, for his intellect, his writings, his speeches, his influence, and so on. But more important to us and to him is that he was Dad. Sure, he forgot our names at times or mixed them up. But there are nine of us.
Voters in Niger are going to the polls today to elect a new parliament and decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running against 14 candidates. The incumbent is promising to crush Islamist militants. He has had one of his opponents jailed, Hama Amadou, on charges related to a baby trafficking ring. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.